So, can you talk a little bit more about kind of what to expect from Full Fox?
Full Fox is a 2-day program of chemotherapy every 14 days. There's really sort of two components to it. The first day is a loading day where people get some 5-FU and leucovorin and oxaliplatin. Oxaliplatin has an unusual side effect profile, which we call cold-induced dysesthesias, which basically means if you touch something cold, if you drink something cold, it will be a very unpleasant sensation. This sensation usually occurs for 3 to 5 days after each infusion of oxaliplatin. So we try to educate our patients that once they've had their infusion of oxaliplatin, let's say on a Monday, the rest of that week, at least through Friday, that they need to be cautious when they go into the refrigerator, cautious with cold water and rinsing their hands, or if they are living in a part of the country where it's wintertime and it's cold outside, that they need to cover up. Drinking things is a very unpleasant choking, and there is a sort of an electrical sensation to it for many patients. We've had some patients describe what I'll call lockjaw, where they'll start to chew on something and freeze up momentarily with their chewing mechanism, and then it seems to reverse itself. In terms of the cold sensation with their hands, I tell them if you go into the refrigerator and you pick up a cold can of soda, it's as if you've picked up something that's electrified. That's the type of sensation that people have. So the first day is 5-FU leucovorin with oxaliplatin. They're hooked up to a pump, and that pump continues for a full 48 hours of medicine. The oxaliplatin has to be given through a central venous access catheter or portacath. Usually that infusion takes 2 hours, and patients receive a fairly potent dose of nausea medicine, often with a steroid, to help minimize the risks of nausea and vomiting, particularly over the first 24 hours. We now have other medicines where patients' nausea and vomiting may be somewhat delayed and prolonged after the oxaliplatin infusion, and we can try to help combat that if they have what we call this problem with delayed emesis. Now, 5-FU, we now have these very small portable pumps that provide the patient an ability to have literally a pump of chemotherapy.
And that happens every 2 weeks?
2 days, 48 hours every 2 weeks. Hair loss is possible. Usually we don't see overt hair loss. That's fairly uncommon. Some people do have a little bit of hair thinning that they actually can notice that they've lost a little hair. When they brush their hair, when they look on their shoulders or their clothing, they can see, maybe I'm losing hair. But virtually none of our patients have family members or friends notice any difference in hair. Some people talk about the texture of their hair may change a little bit, etc. But hair loss is quite uncommon with either a Full Fox regimen. It's very uncommon with capecitabine. Again, people who have these enzyme deficiencies, hair loss can be something that becomes evident. But those are patients that we would not be recommending that continue.
What happens to the patients who get Full Fox as they move forward, getting it every 2 weeks for 6 months as they move on?
As somebody proceeds with this treatment and receive multiple doses, several doses of oxaliplatin over time, they are going to start to notice some degree of numbness that may be persistent. Now, as a general rule, usually somewhere between 8 and 10 doses is when people start to notice this. We do think there may be some patients that before the 12 doses are over may really start to have sufficient problems with this numbness that we may discontinue the oxaliplatin component of the treatment. What I ask my patients is, how are they doing in their day-to-day activities? Can they write? Is their writing okay with a pen? Can they button their clothing? Can they zip? When they're driving, I mean, it can affect the feet, although most people notice it in their fingers and hands quite a bit of time before they notice it in their feet. But if they're driving, do they feel like they can feel the gas and the brake? It may be disconcerting to some people to know that actually there are patients who've talked to me about that they can't really have the sense of how hard they're pushing on the gas or on the brake. Or when they're walking, they don't feel quite steady on their feet because they don't have the sensation on the bottoms of their feet.
So what fraction of patients who get Full Fox get to that point where they're starting to have problems doing things?
I would say at least half the patients that I treat for a six-month course will start to develop that somewhere between the fifth and sixth month. And then we have an open discussion about, do we continue the treatment and sort of grit our teeth through it? Do we stop both the 5-FU and the oxaliplatin, or do we continue for 6 months with just the 5-FU component? If I've had a patient receive 8 to 10 doses of oxaliplatin, I'm fairly comfortable telling them I think they've really received the greatest amount of benefit from the addition of the oxaliplatin. And whether those 2 additional doses or 3 additional doses are vital to their outcome is hard for me as a doctor to estimate. We have patients of all types. We have patients who say, this is really bothering me. I'm not troubled by stopping it for the last 3. I have other patients who say, absolutely not. We're going to continue this for the full 12 cycles, and then we'll discontinue it. Now, it is a reversible process. It takes a long time to reverse. I think many patients think within 2 or 3 months, this neuropathy will be gone and I'll feel fine. In my experience, this takes 6, 12, 18 months to really go away to the point that people say, yes, it is going away. So the worse it is, the longer the time it takes to reverse. So we try not to allow for real functional impairment, because once a patient gets to the point of functional impairment, meaning they're dropping things, they're having trouble with their clothing, it's going to take a long time for that side effect to go away.